Welcome to the Becoming a Geek Leader podcast. My name is Tom Cooper. As a geek, I'm on a mission to figure out better ways to lead others at work and at home. Through the Becoming a Geek Leader podcast, I'm sharing what I'm learning so I can help make you more effective at leading people too. Ready? Welcome. As this episode is released, it's that dreaded week between Christmas and New Year's Day. Here in the U.S., that means we're either on vacation, or we're in the office catching up on work, doing system changes, or we are just bored and we're cleaning out our offices. Back when I was doing geek work full-time, I used to love to work this week. For me, that whole week gave me a chance to focus and be uninterrupted all week long. I remember one year, I did a massive system upgrade on New Year's Eve. Heck, nobody else was working, and I got a lot done. So, as you're listening, I'm going to assume that's basically what's up with you this week. You've got some time to catch up a little bit, and you've got few interruptions. Well, this episode is going to be a short, action-focused episode to help you get the most out of what you've already done in 2016 and set you on a foundation of achievement for 2017. Now, in this special bonus episode, you're going to need a couple of resources if you're going to get the most out of our time together. First, you're going to need a blank piece of paper. And second, you're going to need something to write with. Now, I will make you a promise. If you spend just a few minutes to answer three questions with me, your 2017 is going to take off like a rocket. Are you ready? Let's jump right in. A while back, I heard author Greg McKeown interviewed. Greg said that for us to have significant achievements, we needed to do more planning. And specifically, he suggested the idea of what he called a quarterly personal offsite. I absolutely love the idea. Greg said that a quarterly personal offsite works like this. Every 3 months, take 3 hours to think, what are the most important things for me to do in the next 3 months? Now, I'm a realist, and I know in time-starved times like these, that's just not likely. Most of us are not going to take 3 hours to just think. In fact, most of us are too busy to think, and that lack of thinking does hurt us. So what I'm going to do with you in this episode is set you up for a personal offsite that can happen in just a few minutes. We're going to work together, and you're going to lay out your plan for Q1 2017. My mentor, John Maxwell, taught me that experience is not the best teacher. John says it's never been the best teacher, that experience isn't the best teacher. Evaluated experience is the best teacher. Evaluated experience is the best teacher. You can keep pounding your head up against that wall over and over again and learn nothing from the experience. It's only when you take a moment to stop pounding your head and then reflect on what's been happening that you gain some wisdom, or at least we hope you do. But we're all so overwhelmed and starved for time that we just don't take time to reflect. But that's about to change. The good news is it doesn't take hours, it doesn't take days to reflect. Now, here's the other challenge we face. If we ever get around to reflecting, we tend to ask ourselves, what can I improve or what can I do better next year? But we're not going to do that for this exercise. I'm reminded of the times that I would bring home my report card and show it to Mom. And I might have done pretty well, got mostly B's and maybe a C. I wasn't that great in high school or even college. That's a story for another day. But let's say I got all B's and one C. What would Mom say? Mom would say, good job, but you're really going to have to get that C up next term. So we spend our time and our energy working on our deficiencies, hoping that we can do better next time. Now, don't get me wrong. I love growth. I love personal development, and improvement is important. But if there's one key lesson I have learned after making lots and lots of mistakes, it's focus on your strengths. Now, you're probably doing something else right this minute. Maybe you're driving, you're cleaning the bathroom, you're watching the installer update or an upgrade process, something like that. But I want you to take that piece of paper we talked about, and I want you to draw a line right down the middle. On the left side, I want you to write 2016. On the right, I want you to write 2017. Now, for this exercise, we're going to make a chart that has five more rows on it. those five rows on your chart, they'll be about equal size, are going to say family, health, work, spirituality, and finances. Those rows are family, health, work, spirituality, and finances. All right, one more time. Row one is family. Row two is health. Row three is work. Row four is spirituality. And row five is finances. Okay. The exercise is a simple one. Thinking back on your 2016, for each row, I want you to fill in something that went well. So for family, maybe it's a vacation you took with a family, or date night with your spouse, or maybe it was making memories with your kids. Whatever it was, just take a moment and write that in the box for 2016. What went well when it came to family? Then for health, what's something good about your health? For me, the fact that I didn't lose my left thumb and I'm getting better all the time, it's a definite plus. That's going to go in my health box for 2016. What's going to go in yours? Now, work. Maybe it's a project you're proud of. Maybe you got promoted. Maybe you improved your teamwork or you're communicating better at the end of the year than you did in January. Maybe it's a relationship at work. You know, 87% of our success at work comes from people skills, so maybe that's the area. Maybe it's a raise or a bonus. What went well for you in 2016 when it came to your work? Next, spirituality. For me, 2016 was a year where I had some good growth. I learned more, I put more into practice, and I built relationships with people who are going to help me continue to grow. For you, when it comes to spirituality, what is it that went well on your spiritual journey? Maybe it's a growing awareness of that aspect of your life. It's an exploration of the things you believe. It's conversation with others, reading or watching resources that could help you grow. What was it that worked well? Now, finances. What worked? Are you earning more? Did you find more ways to save money? Did you learn a new skill that helped you earn more? Did you start using a plan for your money? Did you set a financial goal? What concrete steps did you take in 2016 that worked when it came to your finances? Now, I'm going to give you 1 minute to work on filling in your five areas. I'm just going to play some music for 60 seconds and give you a chance to fill in your answers to what worked. Okay, you got it filled in? That's great. Looking back at 2016 and what worked in each of those areas is a powerful way for you to evaluate your experiences. It's a way you can extract wisdom from your year. Now, I'm going to ask you to take just 30 seconds to look over your list again. Now, this time, I want you to give yourself credit for good work. Celebrate. Just for a moment about the things that went well, the things that you did well. Focus on the good. And I'm going to pause for 30 seconds. I'm going to play some music here and let you look over your list and just reflect on it. Okay, good stuff, right? we've completed the 2016 portion of our personal offsite. Not so bad, right? Now, there are only two more questions you have to answer, and then we'll be completely done. For your Q1 2017 planning, I'm going to share a concept I learned from Derek Halpern. Derek runs a site called Social Triggers, and he's got a lot of good stuff out there. I like it a lot. I encourage you to check it out. Derek recently shared this question. He said, ask yourself, can I do it again? Whatever worked in 2016, can you do it again? For family, for health, for work, for spirituality, for finances, can you do it again in 2017? Now, I want you to take a moment and think about the smallest possible steps you can take in 2017 to be able to do it again. Now, I want to just insert here that for most of us, when we think about the smallest possible step, that baby step kind of idea, we actually take steps that are too big. Here's an example I like to give. Let's say you think for something you're trying to accomplish, I need to call 10 people. The smallest step is not call 10 people. The smallest step is not even call one person. The smallest step might be make a list of people I should call. When you're writing these things down for 2017, go small. Think baby steps. What's the absolute smallest step you can take to do it again in 2017? Now go through each category and write down something that you want to do again. Now I'm going to give you 30 seconds to do that. Now the good news is you don't need a lot of time for this because A, it's the smallest step, not the biggest one, and B, you've already made a short list of what went well in 2016. So I'm going to pause here for just 30 seconds and I'll be right back. Okay, so how are we doing? Now, for some of you, you might think, I just haven't had enough time. It's simple. Just hit pause, write in your answers, and then come back. Not a big deal. So now we are finished with two of the three questions. Just one more question, and your foundation for 2017 is going to be laid. You're going to be amazed at how much and how fast you see accomplishments. So just one more question. Are you ready? Looking at your chart, what's missing? What is an area where you'd like to grow, an area you'd like to see something change in 2017? Let me give you an example. Let's say for family, you think, you know, in 2017, I need to reconcile with my brother. We haven't talked since with that argument we had about politics at Thanksgiving. I should say that I only have one sibling and it's not a brother, so this is not a personal example, but maybe that is for you. And you think, well, what's the smallest possible step you could take to begin to reconcile? Maybe you think, I should write a note to my brother. And a note to start the conversation for reconciliation, it might say something like, hey, brother, no matter who wins elections, you're still my brother. I miss you, man. But the smallest step isn't actually writing the note. It's maybe getting a card to write on or grabbing a piece of paper and a pen. It might be looking up his street address so you can fill out the envelope. It might be finding an envelope and a stamp. Who has those these days, right? Whatever it is, think small. What is the smallest step you can take to fill in an area that's blank or that you'd like to improve in 2017? We're talking about an area of growth for you, something that is missing from your list. Just take a moment to go over your chart and decide on the smallest step you can take to fill in what's missing. Now, I want you to take 30 seconds to do just that, and I'll be back in 30 seconds. So here we are, about 14 minutes into the podcast, and you have got your completed plan for Q1 2017. Now, I just want to take a moment to talk about the amazing thing that happens when we set goals. What you've already done, just the act of writing it down, dramatically increases the chances that you're actually going to follow through. If you want to further increase your results, take the time every day to review your goals. Just look over the list that you've already written down. That makes a big difference. Now, you might also want to write them out. There's something really powerful in your subconscious about writing those things down. It also lets you update. When you complete those smallest possible steps, you can write new ones in. A few years ago, Holly and I spent time writing our goals for the next year. We sat down and we identified 57 things we wanted to accomplish. Now, don't be too impressed with 57. They were the smallest possible steps, right? We identified 57 things we wanted to have completed in 12 months. We were filled with optimism and good intentions, so we printed them out on a single sheet of paper to help us keep track of what we were doing, and we taped that list on the inside of a cabinet door in our kitchen. Now, I'd love to tell you that we faithfully and consistently reviewed and updated our goals, but I have to confess that I pretty much forgot the list even existed. Occasionally, I'd open the cabinet and I would see the piece of paper there, but you know what happened? That piece of paper became like wallpaper. I never even saw it. Even when I saw it, I didn't see it. It was like that paper never even existed. But close to the end of the next year, I eventually remembered that it existed, and I made time to sit down with Holly, and we looked over our list. Now, can you guess what happened? Did we get 10 or 15 of those items done? Nope. Maybe we did really well. We got 20 or 25 of those things done because we forgot about it, right? Nope, that didn't happen either. When we reviewed that list at the end of the year, after 12 months, we had actually completed 49 of the 57 items. 49! And we didn't even look at the list. We forgot we had done it. It's amazing. The same thing happened when we were looking for our house. We had a short list, maybe 5 things that were must-haves for our house. And we literally had maybe 30 more things that were nice to have. As we looked, and boy, did we look all over the area for a place to live, every single house we looked at had those 5 must-haves. And we checked out every possible option we could find. And after our search was completed, the house we live in today has 29 of those 35 things and 9 of the top 10. What I'm telling you is setting goals is really powerful, and you can put your subconscious mind to work. In fact, it's already at work on your list. Let me ask you, did you complete the assignment? What are you going to tackle in the next 90 days? I'd love to hear about it. Send me a note, coach@brighthillgroup.com, to let me know. Just drop a note to coach@brighthillgroup.com to let me know what's going on. So, for our episode hack this episode, I'm going to ask you, did you make your list? Did you make your list? Did you go over the things that we talked about? If you didn't, what I want you to do is make a plan right now about when you're going to take 20 minutes to go over this podcast again and make your list. And then, if you actually do that, drop me a note, coach@brighthillgroup.com. I would love to hear about it. Here's to you and your amazing accomplishments in Q1. And that's today's special bonus episode, your quarterly personal offsite, helping you reflect and plan to set and achieve amazing goals. I look forward to hearing from you soon. Thanks. Hey, can I ask you something? Did you hear something helpful on today's episode? Why not share it with a friend? On my iPhone, it's as simple as hitting the 3 little dots on the bottom right of the screen, selecting share episode, enter your friend's email, and hit send. Why do this? 2 reasons. 1, your friend or coworker will thank you. You'll be seen as a source of helpful and valuable information, and they will appreciate you for it. And 2, I need you to help me get the word out about this podcast. I'm working hard to bring great ideas and great content to you, and it's a big help to me if more people hear those ideas. Go ahead. Share it now. I'll wait. Thanks. This is Tom Cooper. Thanks for listening. Be sure to join me next time for another episode of Becoming a Geek Leader. Join me in my mission of discovering better ways to lead others at work and at home.